If you were given a second chance to life, how would you live it? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Captain Dale Black, who was on our previous show, who died from a plane crash, but was given a second chance to live.
I think when we go through trials and hardships and these things, sicknesses or disease, we can come out the other end being more thankful for what we have. Mm-hmm. You know, I went through a series of sickness and just being down with my immune system. And when I started feeling strength again, there's a different appreciation and a thankfulness that I have for life when you go through that. And that's on a small scale.
Well, imagine those who overcome cancer, or when someone thinks they're going to die or has died and come back, there is a new value reset on their life and the meaning of their life.
Yes.
And I think we can really take home some wisdom right now and just say, gosh, you know, Lord, help me to value my life and to value others. How would I live my life if I was given a second chance to live? And I think I would want to love people more. I'd want to give. I'd want to just make sure I'm so on track with what the Lord has me to do.
And you know what's amazing about that? Whoever's listening right now, including us, we can start today. Mm. You know, we don't have to have a death experience or a total horrible situation happen to appreciate life, because the Bible says that His mercies are new every morning. God gives us mercy, and we can choose life every day to be thankful and to start out fresh and new. Let's hear from Captain Dale Black after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Four Seasons Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Like to be pampered? Come to Four Seasons Nails, where customers always leave feeling relaxed and looking good. Located in Denver's historic Highlands neighborhood, Four Seasons Nails is your oasis to escape from stress, offering a wide variety of professional nail and waxing services. Come to Four Seasons Nails at 3481 West 32nd Avenue in Denver, or call them at 303-455-3025.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Captain Dale Black, and at 19 years old, he was in a commuter aircraft crash, and he died, and found himself outside of his body looking at the crash, looking at the actual bed, the hospital bed that he was brought to. Then he was lifted up and brought to heaven. At that time, he felt the love of God. There was rays of love. And it's so hard to describe this heaven and how beautiful it was, the sounds and the love that was coming out and the light. And so he was sharing that with us. And in fifth grade, he had received Jesus as his Savior. And though he wasn't living his life up till he's 19, like this strong Christian, he still remembered that prayer in fifth grade. He gave his life to Jesus, and that's what stood out when he died, and then he went to heaven. And so joining us is Captain Dale, and he's going to share more about his story. Thank you, Captain, for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you guys again.
Yes. So I understand you made this trip to heaven. You're still not sure exactly how long you were up there. But as you started to come back into your body, what were the things you were thinking or feeling?
Oh, it's so vivid. I can remember it as if it was yesterday. I woke up from a coma on the morning of the fourth day, and when I had my eyes open, I felt like I was seeing into at least four dimensions. There was another level of reality. I couldn't speak, but I wanted to know what had happened to my sight. It seemed like I'd been given new eyes, new strengthened eyes, the way eyes were supposed to work, apparently.
Wow.
And a nurse stepped into the room. I tried to speak, but it felt like my face was being ripped open. But I had an immediate, overwhelming love for the nurse. Now, it wasn't romantic. It was deeper than that, purer than that. I never met this nurse, didn't know her name, but I had a love for her that was not human. Why? It was God's love.
Right.
I had a few moments of it in heaven, and I wondered if this nurse knew about Jesus, that he was the Son of God. Is she going to go to heaven when her time comes? And before the crash, I never had thoughts like these. Hmm. Something had changed me, and my vision was different. You remember what it's like to go into a 3D movie without your glasses on?
Yes.
You know, you don't have your glasses on. And then all of a sudden, you put your glasses on, and you go, whoa, because now you're seeing another dimension.
Yes.
I could see things that weren't seen before. I now call it the first dimension. The first dimension is the spiritual world. It's all around. It's the spiritual world. It's the dimension that God created the heavens and the earth. It's the dimension that we all live in. We are spirits, and it's in that dimension that everything true exists. Wow. The rest of it is not necessarily true, but the dimension that is all around us is the eternal, the spiritual dimension, and that's what was happening to me.
Obviously, everything changed from that point on. In fact, you were told that you might be brain dead and you'd never fly again, but actually, after you started reading the Word of God and you had a great conversation with your grandpa, tell me how things changed in your life and how the Word of God is so powerful.
What you said is so true. I began to realize from a wheelchair that if I was ever going to walk again, of course, no one thought I'd ever walk again. I was broken up in too many places. But I realized if I was ever going to walk again, as I'm reading the Bible, I realized, oh, I'm going to walk by faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Oh my gosh. And then I realized that one scripture, I'm going to learn to walk by faith, and that my eye is all broken up. They said, maybe I'll be blind out of it. At best, I'll see light someday. But I thought, by the same way I can get out of this wheelchair and walk by faith is the same way I'm going to be able to see out of that eye again.
Wow.
And so by faith, I was going to see again. By faith, I was going to walk again. And that faith doesn't come from hope. It comes from rooting yourself deep in God's Word. I had never done that. I started when I was 19 in a wheelchair, and I've never stopped.
Wow. 1 year from the day that you had this crash into this memorial, you said, I am going to fly an airplane. And most people didn't even know you had that plan. But what happened on that year anniversary?
Yeah, my family all knew because I was declaring that 1 year from the day of the crash, I'd be flying pilot in command in an aircraft over the portal of the folded wings. I was saying that while I was in a hospital after I got out of the coma. But I didn't understand how broken up I was and how badly injured I was. But by the time I got to about the 11th month, it was obvious that I wasn't going to be able to fly again.
Mm.
I wasn't going to be able to get a pilot's license. And the night before the anniversary, I went to bed and I prayed an interesting prayer. The first time I'd ever done this, I said, God, I love you. God, I'm so glad that I'm alive. God, I'm so thankful for you. You know what? Tomorrow, you already know, is the day of the crash. It's the anniversary. I told a lot of people that I was going to fly that day. Of course, it's not possible. I know that. I can see that. But Lord, if for some reason you want to do another miracle, you work out the details. And Father, when I go to bed tonight, give me a close dream about me and you. Help me to dream the way it was and the way it is about being close to you. I went to bed. I slept like a baby. And then I woke up. And I started walking to the breakfast table, got to the breakfast table, sat down and said, what? A white hot thought hit me. I walked in here. Now, what would cause me to do that? I've never been able to walk. I always have crutches. I walked for the first time in 1 year that morning and didn't even think about it.
Wow.
And I reached down, my ankle the night before and the 2 weeks before was literally the size of a grapefruit and black and blue and all that. So I reached down and the swelling was miraculously gone.
Wow.
And I decided to hop on my good leg and go get dressed. And I went down to a doctor and I got an FAA medical. I called this guy. I can't believe it even happened. And he was an instructor and he rented me his airplane after an hour thorough checkout. Wow. I got in the airplane and flew all by myself out to the Burbank airport. It was getting toward the end of the day, and I wondered if I could make it in time, but got out there, landed, called the control tower, and I made kind of the famous airport control tower, and I said, Burbank Tower, this is Cherokee 37 November, over. 37 November, go ahead. 37 November, and then I started crying, and I said, Burbank Tower, 37 November, 1 year ago today, a Piper Navajo crashed into the monument just south of the runway called Portal of the Folded Wings. Two pilots were killed, one survived. I dedicate this flight to that flight. I was the survivor.
Wow.
And I flew over that monument exactly 1 year from the day of the airplane crash. As pilot command with a first class medical, it still stuns me that I can tell you that that's true. It's 100% true.
Amen. Praise God.
That's awesome.
Well, you've been a pleasure to just share these things with us. We've been so blessed. And if anybody wants to get your book, they can. Can you tell us what the name of it is and how they can learn more about your testimony?
Yeah, the book is called Visiting Heaven. It can be purchased at daleblack.org and every bookstore available.
Yes.
There's also a book called Flight to Heaven, and either one, the proceeds go into the ministry. And if I can just say to your listeners, not every airplane that takes off takes the passengers or the pilots where they want to go. And I just want to ask everybody, where are you going when this life is over? Where? Will you go to heaven? Will you not go to heaven? And it all depends on what you believe in your heart about this man called Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. And he is the only way, and there's no other avenue, like some might say, but Jesus is the way.
Yeah,
amen.
He is the only way, you're right. And all we're told to do, all that's required, but it is important, we need to believe in our heart that God has sent him as his son, mm-hmm. and that he is raised from the dead and lives forevermore. Those are the basics that are required.
Well, Captain Dale, we just thank you. God bless you and your ministry and all that you're doing. We know that this is something that you've just recently released, all of this amazing stuff, and that you've lived your life out as your grandpa told you to. And so we're going to pray for our listeners.
You bet.
Right now, I just want to give someone an opportunity to really do what Captain Dale just said, which is to just ask Jesus and to really believe on the Lord Jesus. So Jesus, we take this moment to really believe in you,
mm-hmm.
and to walk by faith and to really know how to grasp and to feel the love of God in our hearts and on our minds.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.